that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast and the broadcast for Sunday, the 11th of September 2022. Welcome to Love Lighthouse. It's been an interesting one. I have not been picking up the physical Bible and just opening it up, but instead seeing what comes to mind. And a lot of what has been coming to mind are pieces from the, what some would say, the Apocrypha. Some would say the extra text. Some would just say this is part of their Bible, depending which faith group they come from. In the Reformation, it's not that they don't have access to this. They do have access to it, but it remains out of some of the types of Bibles, for certain. But it is held in an extra type of Bible. Again, I'm saying this, but I'm thinking it depends what mode you're actually, what, you know, you're using to access that Bible with, as to how it's going to come, what format, you know, if it's going to come all together or in different sections as well. So, but in any case, these are the extra texts, as some people know. They've been popping up quite a lot. I don't know if that's going to pop up today or not. I get Malachi, something to do with 14 again. I don't know why this has been coming up a lot. Oh yeah, this has come up before. Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Okay, this is really important for today. I'm reading, I'm going to take a photo, 12:21. And I'm reading this on Sunday the 4th. Okay. And so a week ahead. So perhaps this is also happening right now, but we've heard this already before. And it's about the breaking of a covenant through blemished sacrifices. So in other words, there we go. This goes in nicely with yesterday's. And all the old parts of the Old Testament, and how it's, the answer is all in the New Testament. It's all in the Holy Spirit, really. If we go right to the most simplest form of expressing this, it's all in the Holy Spirit. 12:22 at time of saying this. So getting the word Edom coming up. I have loved. A son honours his father. Okay. So the son already honoured the father. That was the sacrifice. So in other words, if you don't believe in Christ and you don't honour that one sacrifice as being the final, but you keep offering up other sacrifices, they are, whether you even think it's the best sacrifice you could possibly offer up within your own tiny mind, if you're offering that up in comparison to the most perfect, which was Jesus Christ on the cross, who's risen and then given us the Holy Spirit, if you are denying the Holy Spirit and trying to offer up something else instead, no matter how much, you're actually dishonouring by even comparing any other possible sacrifice to that of the one that's already done and dusted and finished and risen. And then comes in the form of the Holy Spirit. If you offer up anything other than that, in other words, offering up would be to deny Christ. It would be to not accept Christ. That, in any case, shape or form, is a blemished sacrifice. Anything less than Christ crucified, resurrected, and ascended, and then brought in the form of the Holy Spirit, is a blemished sacrifice. Glory to God. Well, that was a short one. So, I mean, how many times can we say this in so many different ways? It's as simple as it gets, and that some people try to make it more complicated than it is. And And I mean, that's the reason. That's the reason that some people have to be single within their own unit, because there's some people that look great, they speak a whole lot of greatness, but will they actually take the full reins and the full belief in the Holy Spirit or not? And if they don't, well, we can't compromise to be with them and be like yoked to them and running around while they offer up sacrifice after sacrifice and deny Christ all the time. That's a blemished sacrifice, and they themselves are blemished until they fully accept Christ, and that it is completely done, and they don't need to keep doing all this. They do not need to strive, as it says today in that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.